It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. How are you doing this morning? Here we are one more day, you and I. We're in the gym of our mind. We're thinking those thoughts that are going to create those actions that are going to get us one step closer to those goals, those plans, that vision that we've taken the time to create. And every single day, when you join me on this podcast, you go on this journey called life with me, we break it down. We think about it. We get more clear on what it is we really want out of this. You allow me to come into your life to poke and prod and ask questions, tell stories, all in an effort to, not about me. It's not about me. This is all about you getting clear on what it is you want through my stories, through my examples, sharing my successes, my failures, whatever it takes. This is all about you. I want to make sure that you understand that. I'm not talking about Joe Blow when I'm telling you a story about Joe Blow. I'm not talking about me when I'm telling you a story about me. It's all to be taken through the filter of, hey, can I relate to that? Man, I've been through that. What lessons can I learn from these stories? If you're sitting back saying, wow, tough luck there, Skip, right? Or, wow, that guy certainly doesn't get it. This is what I would have told him if I was his coach. Then you're missing the whole point. This is about you. Life is always teaching you lessons. The only question is how much are you paying attention? How much are you taking all these situations, these movies that you watch, your friends, all looking through Facebook, listening to this podcast, searching the internet, going to TMZ and seeing what the celebrities are up to? Right? What's the current event in the news? It's all about how it affects you, where you can take this information and learn something from it. That's what you're doing, whether you realize it or not. If you can consciously, hold on to that fact, then you're going to be learning so many lessons and create so much growth without all this these great lessons just passing you by. But you got to pay attention. You got to understand that. Like I said, life is always teaching you lessons. With my one-on-one coaching, clients, students, friends, kind of have a hard time calling them clients. The relationship that we build over 6 months and a year, it's much more than this client relationship. We talk about the things that you and I talk about during this podcast, but it's really specific to them and their situation. See, the thing about it is, and one thing that I have my one-on-one coaching students do is listen to this podcast every single day. It's part of that intense focus as they make their man formation, as they're focusing on taking their life to the next level. What's 30 minutes more every single day? It's, they could just meet with me. We go on this path. I am tracking and monitoring what they're going through. I'm really taking the time to listen to the challenges that they're going through, maybe add new perspective, maybe give them a kick in the butt. And tell them, hey, what is it that we took the time to create your vision, your plans? Are you living up to those self-imposed standards, right? This is the time we review every single week, so you can't forget about it. You can't get off track without me guiding them back to it. But part of the whole process since I've been doing this Morning Connection podcast is that they listen to it every single day, an additional 30 minutes into the process, because, every single podcast, I'm talking about real life. I mean, at some level, you should be able to relate to everything that I talk about. All right, to stimulate thoughts and questions about yourself. And wow, am I really focused on my results? Do I even know what my results are? Am I really stepping up and using all my resources, or am I happy with people saying that I have a lot of potential? Maybe I'm a hard worker. And even though I'm not getting the results, I'm just really working hard. Maybe I take too much pride in being a hard worker, and I'm not focused on if this hard work is really producing results, because, having the results are what's most important. Hell, if I could work less and get the results, maybe I should rethink that. Maybe you're not even thinking about what I'm saying. Gap time, is what you're going through. Do you just need to keep on keeping on? and not give up? Or do you need to make adjustments? Maybe this isn't gap time. Maybe you just have the wrong strategy, right? What state are you in right now? How close are you to a level 10? And are you asking yourself that question all the time? Are you asking yourself, hey, is this the highest and best use of my time? What I'm doing right here, right now, or am I using it, you know, as a distraction? Am I rationalizing this effort that I'm putting? Right? I talked about with my situation with Facebook and social media, how I sometimes rationalize to myself that the time that I'm spending is research. I'm getting to understand more about people and their wants and their needs. And I'm collecting podcast material, conversation to talk about, which may be true, but probably not as much as I'm rationalizing. I mean, I'm going through the same process, asking myself all these questions, just like you are. And that's just why we're meeting for half an hour every day. And I understand that sometimes I'm going to poke and prod and you're going to be going, yeah, man, I'm on top of that, Skip. Thank you so much. And then sometimes it might be painful. I wonder how many people have, you know, started listening to this podcast and really determined to improve the quality of your life. But it just pointed out, maybe they're not thinking the right way. Maybe I am I'm really challenging their beliefs, their values, what they believe to be true, that certainty that maybe it took them a long time to establish, and I'm, you know, jackhammering up the cement, so to speak. And they don't, even though intellectually they know that it's better, that sidewalk maybe it's a little uneven and it has, you know, cracks in it, it needs to be jackhammered up and a new foundation of cement and needs to be created and smoothed out so that they have that long-term happiness and fulfillment that they really want. Maybe it's just too painful. Maybe it's too much trouble. And so this poking and prodding, it doesn't really serve them, doesn't make them feel good, even though intellectually they know they need this type of stuff. And so maybe they shied away. Or, I get this stuff. And really, the truth of the matter is, if you've been listening to this podcast on a consistent basis, it should be a combination of both, because you should be rewarded. You should feel great about all the things that you're working on and so happy with the whole process that you're willing to put this time into yourself. And at the same time, you know, we all want more. No matter how great our life is, how happy we are, we know that there's a higher level. There's even more out there for us, no matter how well we're doing. And we know we need to do this. All right. Sometimes I understand all that. Go through the process myself all the time between being happy, stopping and smelling the roses, or, you know, yeah, but wow, what if I could just step it up? I could figure out this combination lock, this jigsaw puzzle, so to speak, and get more for myself and my family and my family's family. And how do I plan on doing that? Even though I'm a hard worker, even though I created a plan that I'm certain with, if that's not helping me get the results, maybe I need to think about all of this stuff, right? These are all the questions that I ask every single day. And, you know, sometimes it's repetitive, and I understand all that. Well, I just understand that the best things in life, they're not fancy, right? They're not so unique and different. The fundamentals to success are knocking out the basic daily disciplines, the basic thought process for success every single day on a consistent basis, and taking your level of understanding and follow through to higher and higher levels of understanding, of consistency, of execution, of broadening the range of what you know. And I'll tell you this, I might talk about something that is really pertinent in your life, really is something you grabbed onto and go, yeah, that's hitting me at the perfect time. And I got it. Check, check, check. And then it'll be 3 weeks later, that same situation, that same story that I'm telling that may seem very similar to something that you accepted and grabbed onto and were appreciative, something I said 3 weeks ago, you can hear it in a whole different manner, right? So don't kind of fall asleep. Don't take for granted that you got this stuff down, because I'll tell you this, you can put all these podcasts and, you know, it would be cool, and this is what I have with my one-on-one coaching clients, is that all the conversations, because every single week, you know, they have this special number that I set up, and it's wherever they are in the world. And they're responsible for this number that they call in, and then I call into that number at the scheduled time every single week, same day, same time every single week, right? And then they control the recording of that conversation, right? So everything they have that we talk about, that we go through, they get a recording, and the recording is sent to them in an email immediately after our session. And I really have them download, organize on their computer. You know what it's like. Sometimes you just download a whole bunch of stuff. Your computer's disorganized, and you think you can find it until later you look for it. Well, you know, right from the beginning of our stretch of time together, I tell them, make a separate file. Download these recordings immediately after they come to you in an email. Date them. Maybe even put some notes on them and put them in the special file on your computer. Right? Log them down, because I'll tell you, 3 years from now, when our session is over, you've had so much growth. These recordings are going to be so powerful, so helpful for a couple reasons. One is, like I said, is that no matter how much growth, what you've experienced, maybe you finally got some things. Maybe it's your physical fitness that you really want it to get a handle on. And now you've developed the thinking patterns and the action that you got that down. Certainly at a very high level, it's not your white whale. It's another topic we talked about just recently. It's not your white whale anymore. And now you're focusing on other things. And then maybe it was your relationships. You got that, right? So now it's for you. It's just creating for yourself and your family, this total environment of love, of options, of happiness, right? So it's doing all that, stepping up and becoming that kind of man, all right? Where 3 years before, when you went through the one-on-one intense coaching with me every single week, you could take those same files, and that's why I have them number them and put them in order. You don't need me at that point. Well, you can always use a coach no matter where you are, and I continue to have coaching no matter how much, quote-unquote, successful I am, because there's always that higher level. But the point is, they could take those recorded sessions that they've had with me, and they could schedule it. Okay, so now I'm not actually going to talk to Skip, but I'm going to listen to our recordings of our sessions in order, same time every week by myself. Just mark it on your calendar, put it in your weekly schedule. They can go through those sessions, recorded sessions, in order and just create a whole new level of massive growth, right? Because again, we're always growing, but it's the same fundamental ways of thinking. We can always improve upon it. You don't always need something new, fancy, and different all the time, right? So I suggest that you do the same things with these Morning Connection podcast, certainly the ones that really hit home with you, that, man, he's really speaking into my heart, into my life. You want to record these, date these, maybe make a couple of notes when you download them so you can hold on to these forever as you continually go through the process of growth. Thank you so much for allowing me into your life and poking and prodding, maybe getting personal. Even though I don't know you, I feel I know you. I know by a person who would take the time to listen to these podcasts, we probably have a lot in common. In fact, I know that. I've been doing this for a long time, connecting with people all over the world. I've been on the internet in so many ways, connecting with people for so long. And out of the 7 billion people on the planet, the people who funnel down, who would listen to this podcast, the people who send me emails, the people who are on my Facebook page, facebook.com/SkipLaCour, and certainly the people who have the one-on-one coaching. I mean, we have so much in common. I'm just so fortunate. I'm so fortunate to not only have the ability to connect with you and share the lessons that I've learned in life. I'm so fortunate to create that win-win situation. Like I said, I'm really excited about, all the work that I did on myself. I didn't just start off with some wonder child with all the gifts and opportunities. I probably have had some of the same challenges that you've gone through, or even worse. And you hear me share a lot of them. I share a lot of my personal stories during my one-on-one coaching sessions, because I want them to know what they're going through, you know, it's not just unique to them. There's nothing wrong with them. And this is what I did. So they alleviate that pressure that they think there's something wrong with them. And then I talk about, you know, the strategies, what I did through my journey, what the help that I got, the coaching that I got, the seminars that I went through, and the real life experience. Because my goal, if you remember me telling my story about that one day, that really dark time where, man, it just, I had so much success in one area of my life, and it just created so much pain in other areas of my life. And I, you know, for working so hard, it was very confusing. I just didn't have a good plan, right? All the bodybuilding and training, the national championships, the traveling around the world, the writing for the magazines, all that massive success that I got that, you know, has created the base of people who really respect that I do. As far as the total life picture, it just created so many holes, so much pain, and I was really feeling that pain. Again, it was the challenge with it. The disappointing part is it happened right after just a stretch of a magnificent success for everything that I shot for. But I made a commitment in that moment that this pain was going to serve a bigger purpose. My pain was going to be your gain. And I would just remember just rocking in that rented van on a dark street in Seattle going to the gym. I don't know why I was taking more punishment, because that whole gym thing was causing me pain, but that was just what I knew what to do, right? And I just remember kind of rocking back and just so much, you know, like I said, physical pain in my heart and in my chest. I was driving down that street and I said to myself, you know, I got to do something with this. You know, a big shot is just a little shot who keeps on shooting. And I just kind of just was repeating that over and over again. And I was saying, as I was feeling all this pain in my body, so much disappointment, so much confusion of why things weren't working out, I said, I will do something. I got to get to the other side, and then I got to share this with other people to prevent them from this happening to them. So that's been my mission for a very long time. So it was twofold. One is that I couldn't be in this place for very long, not just for myself, not for my family, my future family at that time, all those other goals and dreams that I wanted. I had to get to the other side for you. Now, that was getting close to 16 years ago now when I made that real commitment on a real personal level what my vision would be, right? But I continually had to make it over to the other side. I had to become this living, breathing example for you. And that's where we are today. That's why I share these stories. That's why I'm up at 4:30 in the morning delivering this Morning Connection podcast. So just want to know that I know what you're going through. I know what you're going through. Whether you're winning and you're wondering, am I really winning? Are these the results that I really want? Hey, what's this peanut butter and jelly sandwich stuff versus the Thanksgiving dinner? Man, I never really thought about it that way. That's really my situation, all right? Yeah, he says that things are five times tougher than I thought it was going to be, five times more expensive, takes five times as longer than I thought it would be. Man, that is so me. And the great thing about it, or the challenge about it, you're so far into it, you can't go back, right? So you have to keep on keeping on, and then understand, is this gap time? Is this gap time? Or do I need to change my approach? Just want to know, I'm going on this journey with you. And you'll continue to go on this journey. Thank you so much for allowing me to, you know, selfishly fulfill my vision, right? To make some great use out of the pain in my life. This brings me happiness. Thank you for allowing me in there in your life. And congratulations to you for listening to this podcast every single day, whether it feels good or it doesn't feel good, because it's one more step to have that life, that feeling, those emotions that you really want, right? And alleviate that pain that maybe you don't think is ever going to go away. Maybe it's your white whale, that one thing in life that, man, it always seems like it's just out of reach. Trust me, I know that. You know, go back to the podcast about the white whale if you don't know what I'm talking about. I share some of mine with yours. And you might say, well, Skip, come on. You know, those things are important. You know, of course you were going to get through those. Yeah, I could tell by the type of person you are, man, you were going to be successful. You're going to overcome those white whales, those big things in life that you never thought you could get a handle on. Right? Well, I intellectually probably knew that. You probably intellectually know you can get over and accomplish and get rid of your white whales, finally catch them and move on to something else. Intellectually, we all know that, but that's not what does it. It's the emotion, the belief, and every single day pounding away in that belief that I can do it. So intellectually knowing something and emotionally and mentally knowing it enough to do something about it on a consistent basis, those are two different stories. So I'm here to give you that push as your friend, as your coach, to get you that boost, that emotional boost, right? To keep on keeping on. That's what this is all about. Liked versus respected. You know, I talk about situations that I observe of other people. I also really like to talk about things that I'm going through, because when I can go through them in the moment, you'll hear more, you know, passion, emotion, you know, in my voice. I believe that I'm a lot more effective teacher when I'm talking about something, what I'm going through exactly in the moment, versus something that I overcame a long time ago. Now this one, man, I've been facing, it was so long ago that I don't consciously think about this anymore. But I know that many of you do, so I want to just give you some things to think about. It's liked versus respected. Sometimes, whether we realize it or not, the reason why we get up in the morning, we do this, this, and then this, it's like we want to think we're in control. We're really trying to take our life to the next level. What I see quite often, and this was true of me in the past, definitely, I guess I need to think about it if I'm 100% through it, if I can work on this too, is that we do things in life that will make us feel loved, respected, liked by other people. And we don't do things because we're afraid of not being liked by other people. That need to be liked for connection. The fear of being disconnected from people if we say the wrong thing or we don't present ourselves the right way. It's a really common thing, especially, you know, for a lot of people who want to make their mark on this world, give their opinion, and it's really measured. And I think that a lot of people don't realize that their bullseye in life, what they're working for, is to be liked and how detrimental that is. You know, I know that I'm going to be saying this to some people. It's going to be the first time they really think about it from this angle. But if, you know, you've gone through my Man Formation program, we've had coaching, you know, it's something that always comes up. So you may be really familiar with what I'm talking about, and you're watching this point of view that you have because it's really guiding your life. You know, the thing about other people, sure, it can be painful when people reject you, when people don't have the same values and they voice it out. They don't like your opinion. They don't like the way you go about life. They notice your mistakes. We all make mistakes in life, right? And you're willing to forgive yourself and you just wonder, you know, how other people are judging or do they let go of it? And every once in a while you'll have, I don't know what people call on the internet, haters, pointing out your weak points that you already know. Maybe you don't know. And then what they don't realize is they're doing so many things. You know, it's just so embedded in their thought process as they go through their day, as they make their plans, goals, and what the plans that they don't make, the actions that they don't make, the goals that they don't make, because it's so dependent on who around their acceptance, they're pleasing other people. Now, I realize it isn't black or white, that some people have more of a challenge than others with this, all right? So don't think it's one of those things that you either have it or you don't. We all probably have it to some degree. It's just, is it helping you? Could help you in a way. Or is it hurting you? It's just something to think about. Having other people like you, man, that is totally out of your control. And I guess you should realize that, you know, everybody, there's 7 billion people on the planet. They go through their life journey. All the, you know, positive things that they've had. Let's just talk about other people. You know, maybe they had great parents, great opportunities. They had a great education. you know, great for them. It's something I talk about, you know, in this podcast a lot, as you observe other people, man. And this is my job as a parent, is, you know, create that stability of love, the parents to being together, loving each other. You know, I know that many of us have had broken families, and then that starts a whole process. But the more you can provide that for your children, they just take a lot of great things in life, the stable foundation that when they're walking along the ground, that it's not going to cave in into a sinkhole or earthquake isn't going to shake them. The more they can have that established in their life because the parents love them, the parents have the consistent love for each other, the consistent love for them. There's not all this drama going on. There's not all these breakups and moving around. The more a child can grow up with that solid foundation, then they worry about higher level problems. Not just is the ground going to fall in with a sinkhole. And then I think you can understand the metaphor when it comes to mental and emotional stability, right? And even if they have all that, you know, a child, as they grow up, they perceive the world whatever the way they perceive it. They're 6 years old. They're 10 years old. They have no insight or experience of how things really are. It's just a 10-year-old's perspective on life. And they create all these rules and values and beliefs and phobias and lessons that maybe aren't the right lessons, that if they were 32 years old, they would see it differently. But by that time, it's done. So you have these people with these great situations. They're worrying about higher level problems, right? Their values are at a much higher level. You know, if they probably knew my goals in life, you know, they'd say, wow, that's all you want in life? And that's great for them because they have that rock solid foundation. Their values aren't going to be the same as mine. What I value a lot, they just take for granted because they had such a great start. Now, that's an extreme example because there aren't necessarily a ton of people out there like that. But you know, what I'm saying is pleasing them with everything that I do, everything that I say, everything that I've gone through in my life, it'll be tougher to please them. People who are struggling, that can't get it, right? They may not think that the things that I'm doing are worthwhile. All right, why are you thinking about that stuff so much? Just do it. Their value isn't to put this much energy into what they do. Why are you wasting your time getting up at 4:30 every morning doing that? There's other ways to do this. And that's fine. Everybody just comes from a different world. They have all their different values. So you can see we're trying to please everybody, make everybody like you, is impossible. Being respected, people respecting you, that's what you should be shooting for. And think about that every time when someone gives you a negative comment on social media or a friend or a family. They've charted a direction to go in life. They've established a way of thinking that they believe in, whether it's working for them or not. When you do something that doesn't align with their values, they're not going to accept it because they probably considered the way you're going about life and they decided not to do it. Maybe they never considered it and they want to stand, you know, tough. They want to hold on to their way of thinking, and they don't want to even entertain the way you've gone about life. Again, it's going to be impossible to make everybody like you. Right? That can't be your bullseye, but I'll tell you this. No matter what you do, whether they agree with it or not, they understand passion and enthusiasm and a work ethic and someone who's a master at what they do, who is always shooting for higher and higher levels. Whether they agree with it or not, they'll respect you. If you talk to them with passion, with conviction, with certainty, because you've taken the time by listening to these podcasts all the time to really chart out your own course, they'll see you in the journey. And again, whether they like it or not, man, they will respect you. Trust me. And that all starts with you. Respect is what you should be after. You should not be after people liking you. Think about that. Think about how that's either helping you in your life or maybe that could be a key component that's taking you off track as you go for those goals, those plans, that vision that you have in your life. Let's go through our 10-second daily disciplines. What was that thing yesterday that you did that really impressed you? To some level, it really impressed you. What was that moment yesterday when you said, wow, life is pretty darn cool? What was that cool moment for you? For 3 seconds, just visualize that thing that you want, those options, that material possessions, that feelings, travel, experience, whatever it is that you really, really want. Take 3 seconds to visualize it. And if you've already come up with one because you've been listening to this podcast, make it more sharp, more clear. Feel it even more in your body. Get better and better and better at visualizing that thing that you really want. Now, this thing is going to take you months, if not years, of you stepping up, asking yourself these questions, listening to this podcast, getting the one-on-one coaching finally that you know that you can benefit from. It's going to take months, if not years, of you doing this to really achieve that thing in life that you really want. Get a clear picture of it right now. Is what you're doing right now, ask yourself this question throughout the day, is what you're doing right now really getting the results in life that you really want? Or are you just checking off things off a list? Or are you just doing things that meet your standard, I work hard? But does it really help you get the results that you really want? Ask yourself that a million times. No, how about this? Ask yourself that 10 times every single day. Is what I'm doing right now really helping me get the results that I really want? And again, I'm going to ask you this. We know peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, all Thanksgiving dinners. What are those results that I really want? All right, guys. Have a great day, and we'll connect again tomorrow.